broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
You are an idiot. Jack, you're an idiot.
Good show. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Fee, how are you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, my friend, Bubby.
What a wonderful wow.
That was a crazy wow.
Hats off to them guys for putting on a tremendous
Ryan
Zoom.
Steinbrenner.
Ryan MVP. Steinbrenner is missed his calling.
MVP. Did a great job.
Yeah. But all them guys down there.
Oh, man.
I bet there was 25 people selling 50-50s.
Yep.
And Kipper and his crew and
50-50 cars Jake were Gartney everywhere.
Unbelievable.
Carrie said she asked when they came through, I don't know, they got $200 or $300 worth. So what was the most? Somebody had $675. I said, that's pretty good.
$675 worth of 50-50s?
Coming through. I said, that's tremendous.
That ain't too bad, is it?
That ain't bad.
I seen Larry Brown down there too, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pulling
the pills out. Yeah. Absolutely. They did a great job.
They did do a great job, and I loved it.
The only screw up they had was is I didn't win nothing.
Well, I know, me either. But that.
But other than
that,
they did, yeah, we're used to that.
But you know what? I just thought the whole thing. I thought the whole the camera was, you know, how they did it with NK Telco. I thought it was professional.
Yeah,
as heck.
Very, very good.
And you talked about Ryan Steinberg. Ryan Steinberg makes that thing click.
Oh, he's.
I mean, it was so well organized. Yeah. It was just boys and girls on the WOW committee, and all you guys, congrats on a tough situation. Fee, we was on for an hour, and we really had a lot of fun
doing
it. Yeah. And we got a lot of text, and people tell us we're stupid, and we already knew that.
We knew that. The real question.
Did anybody drink the water?
We had a lot of people volunteer.
They were digging wide open.
Yeah.
One girl was going to drink it and get tasered. She wanted everything.
Yeah.
So taser me while
she was coming from 45 minutes away.
Yeah. I'll be there in 45 minutes to get tased and drink the Wabash water.
You could not drink the Wabash water, could you? You would die.
You'd be sick.
You could drink it, but you'd probably get sick. But that really wasn't Wabash water.
I know, but if you would go down there and grab a big bucket
of it. But nobody, as dirty as it looked, nobody would doubt that it was Wabash water.
Chuck just went and got it out of the tap and put grass in it and a couple frogs. Put some dirt in it. Yeah. When I got a big paw of cow.
We didn't matter, look good.
We were giggling.
It was gone. It was actually, I just, the whole thing, and we, you know, the prizes that they gave away, and now next year, now I'm sure Jack will have the committee on, and Insider Neil or whoever.
It's going to get big.
I mean, they are reaching for the stars. I mean, they're going to 8,000 is what we're saying.
$800,000, right? Yeah.
800,000?
Yeah, not 8,000.
8,000 tickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. $8,100 tickets.
Yeah, okay. 8,000 tickets, that's what
I said. So how much are they giving away then?
$600,000.
I'd guess 600 at least, yeah.
I had heard 700,000 or 800,000 is what I had heard.
Bring it on, I love it.
It doesn't matter. Well, what they're doing now is a lot.
It'll be interesting to see if they sell
a lot.
8,000.
I keep saying there ain't no way this can happen, and they just keep selling them.
They keep selling them out.
They sold 8,000 tickets this year, except, you know, 4,000 of them were $50.
The one,
I don't think that's going to make a difference.
They talked about, I think the first goes on sale like October 8th or something like that. I don't know what the dates are. And they're selling them, you drive down and get them.
Yeah,
8,000. I was thinking, man, I got to get down there and get them. 8,000. I'm not too worried about it. They'll last a little while.
Well, last year was 4,000, and they were out in 3.5 hours, I think. And
what?
Yeah, and they were. Mm-hmm. And last year they were allowing one per person. Now I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard they're going to let people buy however many they want. I don't know that for sure, so don't take that to the bank. But
yeah,
that is something I heard. They're going to let people buy however many they want. So,
well, I hope they get to go down there and actually have the party.
Oh,
yeah. What a perfect Saturday it would have been.
It was the nicest day of the year.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
78 degrees, breezy.
Oh, there'd have been a million people down there.
Yeah.
Yep. And with that much space, it wouldn't have looked like. It wouldn't have been a crowd.
Todd Homan says, we stopped out Todd's house. He had a wild party, and Todd says it's a shame they didn't happen because everybody's been locked up all summer. Everybody has got pockets of cash. They would have been absolute.
Yeah,
but if one or two people had COVID, then we'd all be in the hospital.
Yeah, well, we could be.
Boy,
no,
could be sick.
Oh, so it doesn't spread?
Well,
maybe I'll let the CDC know that then. All we'd have to do is call it a riot, then it wouldn't spread.
Yeah, there you go.
Or a funeral for somebody important, and everybody can go without masks and hang around and
let her fly.
Yep, let her fly.
Fee, Friday night, the Indians opened up at Fort Laramie in Indians opened up with Marion Local here at Fort, and it was a game in which we sat in the end zone on our golf carts and watched it, and I don't know, man. I thought we played well.
We did. We played really well. That first half, well, to me, I just think that line, they're so good. I mean, they wore us down. We dominated in the first half, I thought. I thought we owned both sides of the line. I thought our defense was phenomenal. We had a couple huge stops after some turnovers and came back strong. And then, boy, you could just tell third quarter we were still good. Had a great drive, and they had a great drive. And then ate up the whole third quarter. And then that fourth quarter, they just wear you down.
They do.
I don't know if they're in that great a shape or just, I don't know.
Well, it was, you know, I thought defensively we stopped a run better than we've ever stopped against Marion.
Yes.
I mean, I just thought that we held our line against them better than we ever have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when we, you know, we're 7-7 and a half, we take the opening drive of the third quarter and march it right down.
All the way down.
As impressive as it can get. And then they answered. And they went for two.
Go for two.
And, you know.
Hats off to him, man. That is really gutsy.
Yeah.
So was that kicker getting out there too late and then calling a timeout? Was that planned? I've heard several people say they are very sure that was a planned deal.
I don't think he knew what he was doing.
That's what I think too. I just got through watching that particular part on WOSN where they were zoomed in on Coach Goodwin talking to his guys right during that timeout before they went out to go for two, and it didn't look like they were doing anything in particular. But I don't know.
So. Yeah, it was a gutsy call.
It was, absolutely. We are going to take a break. We got Jeff Hobbs, the voice of the Indians, calling in here at any time now. We're waiting on his call.
Yep.
And we're going to take a break, pay some bills. We'll come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Here in Fort Recovery, Wayne Street Market is the place to shop for great deals on great food. If you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, their deli has delicious meal specials every day from open to close. And just listen to these steak prices. Ribeyes, just $6.99 a pound. New York strips, $6.49 a pound. T-bones, only $5.99 a pound. And there's 80% lean ground chuck for $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And 73% lean ground beef is now only $2.49 a pound in a frozen 10-pound roll. And if you're gearing up for a Labor Day cookout, Eckrich Hot Dogs are on sale, 2 for $3. All kinds of great bargains waiting for you at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4800.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for a new show, A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 8 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
Good.
That is a classic.
I will use that.
That is a classic.
You know him, it's not.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Okay, so is Ted Nugent a prize next
year? Yes.
Yes.
We're going pig hunting with what Ted Nugent in a helicopter.
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something like that. It's a helicopter thing, and I believe it's wild hog hunting in Texas. It's something in Texas, and I believe it's wild hogs with Ted Nugent in a helicopter.
That would be interesting.
That will sell, right there will sell 2,000 tickets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. And if he'd do it 2,000 times, he'd sell 50,000 tickets.
2,000.
That'd be a classic.
We're back here at Sports Talk at 8:22. We're waiting on Jeff Hobbs to give us a buzz. We also have the girls' golf coach, Joe Bruin, going to call in.
Bruinsy?
First one calls in is on. Fee, you had a, you got a guy sitting there to the right, and we love Rocker.
Yep.
And everybody in Fort Recovery loves Rocker. And it's been a tough week for Rocker, and he lost his brother.
Yep.
And Fee, you said, I picked you up the other day on Thursday, and you said it was one of the most awesome funerals you've ever been to.
It was incredible. The things they did, the funeral company, the funeral home company, was unbelievable. And John was a big train guy.
Yep.
Drove trains all his life. You know, that's what was his job. And when we got there, when you went to the funeral home, they were just about ready for the last time through, and they started playing music. It was called Old Hippie by the Bellamy Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It was John's favorite song. So wow. They played that. And if you listen to it, it is John. It's,
right.
It's kind of a, it's pretty cool. But so it's kind of, that was neat. And then we went to, we got to the church, and the funeral home company had talked to the railroad, and a train went by and blew the whistle before that.
You got to be kidding me.
I said, how cool is that?
That is unreal.
They did that, and then the vault, they had a big train put on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just cool as can be.
We're going to continue that story. Let's take this phone call. Go ahead. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Who we got there?
This is Joe Bruns. How you doing, Harold?
Brunsy, what do you know, buddy?
Oh, just got your message. Well, you know, I'm here to talk a little about girls' golf, I believe.
I like it.
Pretty exciting right now, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I mean, I think these girls, at least I've been kind of looking towards these last couple of years, you know, with four seniors and five juniors on the team. You know, we got a lot of kids with some experience, and obviously they put some time in and had some road bumps, you know, as they went through this game, but playing pretty well right now and, you know, sitting right there with Coldwater at 4-0 in the match. So
and
pretty excited.
And I think you have them tomorrow night, right, Joe, at the Elks?
That's correct, at the Elks. So that's going to be a big match for us. And two teams that, you know, looking at their scores this year, you know, the Elks is their home course, so they got a little bit of advantage playing there. But, you know, if we play well, I like our chances.
Yeah. Joe, you got, you have an interesting team this year because you knew you had some kids coming back. Expectation wise, you had a player in your daughter who you know, you have high expectations for. She had a great summer of golf. She played in the Lima Dr. Pepper tournaments, and she had a really great summer. She goes into this fall season with a lot of confidence, Joe. And let's talk a little bit. I know you don't want to break up your daughter, but let's talk about it as a coach, not a dad, and talk about Jaylene.
Yeah, you know, Jaylen, you know, started the game in eighth grade, and I know, you know, just seeing you guys during, you know, football season, the winter season, I mean, she swings the club all year round. I mean, she gets some rips in, and, you know, all that's paying off, and I don't think people realize, you know, golf is just one of those sports that if you don't practice, you know, you're just not going to be any good. I mean, it's really a sport that requires a lot of time, and you just got to continue your swing, and sometimes you make subtle adjustments, but, you know, she's just... the one thing that she has is I've been lucky. When she started the game, she just had really good hand-eye coordination. And as she's getting stronger, you know, hitting the ball a little longer, I mean, her scores are just getting lower and lower. And just knowing the game, knowing how to manage the course. I mean, sometimes you just got to take that bogey, or even sometimes double bogey. But you just don't want to create one of those holes that are just going to really wreck your total round. So, you know, I'm just so proud of her. You know, as a coach, I know how hard she works at it. And, you know, hopefully we can continue our success.
You, and when you look back, it's just a blessing that she has her mom's athletic ability. Because if not, she would... No, I mean, I don't want to say bad, but...
No, I know. I tell you what, the one thing she does is she's got a good head on her shoulders, and you know as well, and Harold does as well. Golf is a big mental game. I mean, you just can't get deflated on one bad shot. You just got to keep going. And, you know, a lot of people never master that. You know, a lot of people are good until something bad comes up, and, you know, then they fall apart. So, you know, you're going to have a couple bad swings, and you just gotta hang in there. And as coaches, you know, and Bob, you've coached golf for years. A lot of times, you just gotta keep the kids upbeat, because you can't play for them, and you know, just say, hey, you know, next shot, and go from there.
I'll tell you what, Joe, you got like your daughter, but you went out and kind of recruited some girls, and you know, the biggest thing I think with when you first start out like that, you gotta make it fun, and obviously you've done a pretty good job of that. Because these girls have hung with it, you know, and over the past few years that you've been coaching, and they're starting to feel that, get a little success, and I'm sure they're having a blast right now.
Well, and it's nice that I don't have to go and recruit so much. I mean, I think they want to be there. And like I said, we got 11 kids. And really, you know, we're going to lose some after this year. But I've been talking to a couple kids in the junior high. And, you know, so we know our numbers are going to continue to stay steady. It's nice, like tonight, we played two matches in a row. We played St. Henry Monday, and then we played Salina and Parkway last night. So the varsity, the six girls that played those two matches, worked on the range and chipped today. But then I had my five JVs went out and played nine holes at Portland today. So it was kind of nice that we had that opportunity to not only work with my varsity, but also the JV get some holes to play. And so, you know, we're thankful for Dr. Carr and the Portland Golf Course. Right now, it's not in the greatest shape, but the nice thing is the availability to get out and actually play some holes, and that keeps those JV girls interested in the game as well.
Joe, let's talk a little bit about we talked about Jalen. Let's talk a little bit about the other kids, and I know the Stauman girls played well for you. Why don't you go ahead and introduce your varsity and talk a little bit about each one?
There's a board over there.
Yeah, like I said, Jalen's our number one, and you know, she's averaging about a 40 right now. And our number two, Shelby Stauman, her road from freshman to senior has just been phenomenal. She probably averaged about a 70 as a freshman. Currently, she is averaging about a 46 right now as a senior. So it was nice to see her progress over the years. Allie Vaughn's in the same boat. She started out as a freshman, probably averaged, you know, nearly a 70. And, you know, she's into that 50 margin, and she's our number three. Our four, five, and six, you know, they can be interchanged. We've probably used nine different girls in varsity matches, but lately I've been going with the veterans more. And our four is probably Paige Benn. She's probably put as much time in, with the exception maybe of Jalen and Shelby. She's put quite a bit of time.
Whoops. Still there, Joe?
Hey, you got Jeff.
Oh, I think we lost Joe.
We lost Joe.
Hang on a second.
We had a little technical difficulty. We'll get him back here.
Yeah. A little snafu.
Hang on, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, we're trying to talk to we were talking to Joe Bruns right now, and we're trying to get you both on at the same time.
Yeah, we think we can merge that, and when we tried to merge, we
I'm an idiot.
Dropped Chuck. Chuck dropped it. So blame it on Chuck.
Yeah, because I'm garbage without Joe.
So, there you go.
Especially if you're talking golf.
Gotta pick, yeah. If I'm talking anything, Joe Brunt makes me better. So.
Yeah. That's exactly right. What'd you shoot tonight?
39 of them.
39?
So only played six holes?
He quit. Quit after six.
Exactly. Actually, we played a couple of them the second time, and I birdied two times that I parred them the first time, so.
No. It's hard out right now.
Downhill.
Is he trying to call back? Yeah, I just did.
Yep. So we're trying to get Joe back on here, but we're working on it.
I've done it once before.
We'll make it work.
We've done it before.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have one.
You guys cut me off.
Yeah, there he is. Hi, Joe Brunsie.
Brunsie's back.
I mean, you know, you bring the play-by-play guy in, you got to dump the analyst.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're talking golf right now.
I told him I refuse to say anything until they got you back on the line. Because I said, I'm worthless.
You don't work alone, do you?
So, you know.
So,
I mean, you guys, best color man in the business.
He is. He's great. Hey, Brinsley, we lost you there a little bit, and you was talking about, and we left
okay.
you when you was talking about the Stommen girl. So could you come back from talking about the Stommen girl?
Yeah.
You was blabbing the whole time, wasn't you?
I was just keep going. My wife has actually told me I got cut off, and I'm like, dang, at my time.
What is this? I'm trying to tell you something, man. This is a democratic debate right now.
You're getting exciting, like, and you're out.
And I'm Joe Biden. Yeah, I'm just going off on a tangent here. What the heck, dude? Yes, Shelby. Yeah, I'll try to be quick. Shelby is a kid that played our number two, and she averaged 70 as a freshman, and she's just continuing on and averaging a 46 this year. Allie Bond, same situation, four-year senior. Started out really around the 70 mark, and she's about averaging about 50 right now. And then we got Paige Benn, a junior, that's her third year. And, you know, she came through big with a big 50 against St. Henry Monday night. So that was big for her confidence. And then Kendra Deuce and Trisha Garkey are seniors, and they've been in our program for 3 years. And they're just getting better and better. They kind of started late, you know, as sophomores. And then we also have Macy Brunswick and Shelby Atchison and Kim Hart, who are juniors that have played a varsity match this year. And then we round up our team with Elena Will and Taylor Will, who are sophomores. So that is our 11 girls. Like I said, it was nice to finally get a W against St. Henry Monday, and then we continued with a nice win against Salina, and the biggest match is coming up, which is Coldwater at the Elks tomorrow. So looking forward to it.
Well, we wish you the best.
I mean, can you imagine how good they'd be if they got any coaching?
Yeah.
This might be the best girls' golf team in the history of the school. Coaching.
It's a good thing Vaughn's there.
He is my right hand man, so I have to give props to him. He's been with me for the past, 8 years, basically, in some capacity. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Kudos to Jeff Mahon. He's a dandy.
He's a hype man.
He is. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Joe,
he doesn't know words that don't have at least four letters in them.
Hey, Joe, we want to take a little time here, and you know, we got a bunch of, you know, me and Spency and Fee and the guys up here and Hobbs, and I know you got a little procedure going on. Is it tomorrow?
No, it's actually going to be a week from tomorrow. September 10th.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we just want to let you know, man, that we are doing nothing but praying for you.
Absolutely.
And you got, you know, kick cancer's ass, my friend.
Yep. I kind of, you guys kind of phased out on me, but thanks for thinking about me, and you know, I feel good, so you know, we're just going to take one step at a time, and you know, listen to the doctors, and hopefully I won't be out too much in the classroom, but you know, we gotta take care of ourselves, and get back to 100%.
Absolutely, buddy.
Hey, I called his doctor, though, Bobby. I called his doctor, and he said he won't have to miss a week of football, so he'll be good. I mean,
back.
You can come back, you know.
That's perfect.
Get him a pillow to sit on. I mean, you'll be fine.
He's good to go.
But, and I can't say enough. I mean, it's neat for me because, again, three of the guys on this horn right now are three of my best friends in the world and people that I couldn't live without. And, I mean, how cool is it that you can spend, you know, the better part of 10 years with people? And you know, Joe Brunt's one of my best friends, and his son is my son's best friend. And it's, you know, who'd have thunk it, you know, when we came to Fort Recovery 10 years ago, 12 years ago, that, you know, that you'd have so many unbelievable friends and then people that you'll never ever be able to live without. And you know, you walk in and again, and people that I'll until we go to the grave, we'll be calling, we'll be spending time. And you know, Hastings Auto, you know, I'll probably have to get a second mortgage on my house because, you know, Hastings Auto.
Hey, we appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, I understand. I'm with you. I'm on the Christmas card list for life.
You bet, you bet.
No, I mean, the Ford has been special to my family, and Joe Bruns and his family have been special. And it's just, you know, I always wanted to be one of those guys. I'm kind of jealous because, you know, all three of you guys, and even including Spencer, people that you were born there, you work there, you live there, you're going to die there. And that's pretty cool. And I mean, that's kind of what, in my book, what Mercer County's all about, what the MAC's all about. But, you know, I don't care about the rest of them. It's all about what you know, what the Purple's about, and, you know, and about Full Recovery, and just super, super special people. And Joe's going to, you know, again, he's going to get through this, and family's going to get through it. And he's a Bruns, man, so the Bruns are tough. They all have to fight cancer at least one time in their life somewhere. That's a Bruns thing. And you know, I was thinking about things today because I knew we were going to talk. And, I mean, there's a couple things. Joe Bruns, again, the guy is as good as they come. He'll give you a shirt off his back. He still has his first communion money. He might be the tightest human that I've ever met.
Yeah.
The tightest human I've ever met in my life. But, I mean, you know, it's all good, man. We can laugh about it, but I mean, and listen, I also tell you that I wouldn't, as much as I love being a play-by-play guy for the Indians, and you know, working with Spencey to get Fort Recovery Radio going, I would not still be doing it now if Joe Bruns was not sitting beside me. And so that, you know, to me, it's special. We have a great chemistry and a great bond, and we play off each other very, very well, and just enjoy being around him. So, Bundy, you know, like I said, can't wait to see you again on Friday, and we'll do this for a little while longer, and we'll watch our kids get old together.
Yep, sounds good.
Hey, what about this game Friday night, boys? The Marion. Let's talk a little bit about the Marion game, Brinzy, and we, you know, we listened to you, and man, we played good.
I think so. I mean, you know, I know over the radio, I kind of, you know, we couldn't help talk about the turnover margin, and that's the difference of the game. I mean, you look back at the stats, they were pretty even on first downs and total yards, but we just, you know, gave them too many opportunities, and the defense, I thought, really played well. I think the offense had spurts, but, you know, when you have a first game, you're going to have some rough parts, and I think conditioning came through. I know you guys kind of talked about them wearing us down, but I could just tell at the end of the game, some of our key players that are playing both ways, you could tell they just lost a little stuff. And, you know, you start getting guys with cramps, and then you got to test out your depth early. But I think when it gets a little cooler, and, you know, obviously first week, you're going to make some improvements. I think the Fort's got a really good future this year, and I think Jeff would, you know, say the same thing. I think there's a lot of talent on that field.
You know, hey guys, I almost got to put a muzzle on the guy. I mean, Bruns and Brenneman—they're starting to, you know, the guy—he just tells it like it is. I mean, you know, he's—I'm kidding. Well, actually, we just make sure we turn the microphone off in between our commercials.
Yeah.
But you know, I can't agree with Joe more. I mean, I talked to, you guys all know Norman Ligers, who taught with us for a long time, and his son was a really nice player for Marion Local, and Norman is doing the video for Coach Goodwin now. And I talked to him on the phone today, and I knew I was going to talk with you guys tonight, and he said, Jeff, he goes, the Fort's impressive. He goes, their talent is better than ours. He goes, they just made some mistakes that when you turn it over five times, you don't get any. You know, what are the chances? If we get that short punt at midfield that we turn over and take it right down and stick it in at 14-0, I mean, all of a sudden now, I mean, you're starting to, there's a little worry on the blue and gold sideline, and Norman even said, he goes, because we're impressive. He goes, listen, he goes, and I agree with him. I think we have a state champion caliber type team. You're not going to have to see Marion Local again. I think, you know, this week we've got to get better. This is, you know, it's a tough place to play. We've gone up there as the better team before and lost. So, you know, you got to go up there and you got to get it done. But then I think a week from now, you're going to see, you know, we will give it another print of a titanic struggle. Coldwater Cavaliers, again, you don't put the cart ahead of the horse. But bottom line is, that's the team you're going to have to see in the playoffs. And so now you're starting to play games that are going to be playoff seeding type games, and to give yourself an easier run to get where you want to go. But listen, this is a team we've talked about for a long time, boys. This group's special. There's a lot of talent. The skill players are unbelievable. Up front, you're solid. And again, if we don't turn it over five times on Friday night, we're probably 1-0 and talking about a big win over Marion Local.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And we listen to you guys. And once again, we are so lucky at Fort Recovery Radio to be able to have you two morons deliver that game to us, because it really is amazing the professionalism you guys do it with. And you better be a little bit of homer, or nobody will listen to you. But you guys are able to be the homer, but also you don't have any trouble with saying, dang, we can't do that, and that killed us and stuff like that. And let's go get them Friday night. Hobbsy and Brunzy will be on the air about 6:45. Is that right, Spencey?
20 till
for the pregame show.
Wayne Street Market pregame show, baby.
Yes,
y'all love that Wayne Street Market.
That's right.
By the way, Jeff, what business usually sponsors our talk with the coach?
Oh, that Tasty's Auto.
Yes, it is. Hey, there you go.
Yes, it is.
I love that coach's show.
Hastings Auto.
All right.
The good people at Hastings Auto. I mean, that would be Craig and
Rich.
The good people.
And
Richie, that's right, Rito. The young lady that works there.
Kurt Wendell.
No, you know. Yeah, oh, Phil, you gotta love. How do you not love Kurt Wendell? Jeez. But the cool thing about it is, you know, with the COVID this year, smaller crowds. I mean, people need to listen to the radio and watch the TV. I mean, you know, they said the coverage was really good. I mean, zap in and out a couple times, but you know, I think the picture's really good and trying to do the best they can to so you can see these kids play. But it's got a chance of having a special feel to it if these guys can get clicking and just get a little crisper on offense. And you know, again, you got guys that are 3-year varsity players and 4-year varsity players that are special.
Yep, there's no tomorrow.
You know,
it's time.
It's time for this group. And,
yep.
And again, you heard Brent on the pregame say last year, you know, last week, just talked about how lucky and blessed they are just to be playing football. And so now you got to take advantage of that, and you got to make some memories. And you know, no better memories than, you know, Joe and I getting to be in the box at the Shoe. You know,
there you
about
go.
1,000 feet off, you know, above sea level, which was, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So to get a chance to maybe see that again would be pretty cool.
Hey, Brunzy, good luck tomorrow, buddy. That's a big one, Coldwater. Yep, there'll be a lot of kids.
It's a big one.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of parents out there.
Plenty.
Hey, I'm going to go out on a limb.
Big seats available.
That's right.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say if we get any coaching at all tomorrow, we get
stuff.
Like I said, it's all about the pregame meal, boys. The girls are happy and get something in their stomachs.
Yeah, double cheeseburger McDonald's.
Tell the hype man. Tell the hype man, Bonnie, he's got to have a little good pregame speech, you know.
Get him fired up.
We get any coaching. I mean, you're gonna get 36 out of Jalen Bruns. So I mean, you get, you know, after that.
No, I'll take that.
You will. Hey guys, good luck tomorrow, Brunzy. Good luck on Friday night with the Indians. Yep. Thanks for taking your time, fellas. And we will come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2018 Chrysler Pacifica Limited with heated and cooled seats, sunroof, remote start, 37,000 miles for just $26,925. Also available, a 2018 Chevy Equinox LT with heated seats, remote start, and Bluetooth, 34,000 miles for just $17,500. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's football again this Friday night as the Indians head to Parkway to take on the Panthers. Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action live with the pregame show starting around 6:40. And Parkway also has the NFHS network cameras, so you'll also be able to watch it live, but there won't be any audio with the video, so you'll need to coordinate it with the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in all season and follow our Indians teams right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
What is standing in the rain with his head hung low?
But they're gonna
couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd. He could picture the scene. Pointed after the ball. And like a dispatch dream, he had one guitar.
We're back here, Sports Talk. It don't get any better now.
Rocker.
Jukebox Hero.
Rocker. Can't hear it.
You can hear nothing?
No, we don't have anything. It only comes through the heads.
It's not piping out.
I love Rocker.
Rocker's awesome. Yep.
So we was talking before Hobbsy and Brinsey called in about the funeral for Rocker's brother.
Yep.
And you had said that at the time you had went to the church and the funeral home and set it up to where a train went by the train tracks. Because John was a railroad guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was an engineer.
He was an engineer.
Yep.
Yeah, but by the way, Rocker, what did your dad do on the railroad?
He's a tamper operator.
A what?
A tamper?
Put the tracks in.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She's like real work.
Nicky Bonds, he's another one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't give him too many operators.
Yeah. Make it easy on
him. They gave John the train.
Yeah.
Make it easy on him. John, you drive the train.
Good job.
So, Sophie, you was talking about some of the memorabilia this guy collected.
Yeah. I mean, I walk in, the first thing I see is the I know Neil's going to know it, the white pillow from the regional champs.
Oh,
1969.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have one.
He had that, and he had a sweater, FRHS sweater.
Yeah, his high school sweater.
I mean, John was he lived in Harvard City forever, but he was a huge Fort Recovery guy.
Absolutely. He was over here a lot, and I didn't see him anywhere near every time he came over, and Rocker probably did, but not even necessarily Rocker got to see him every time he came over.
Yep. Yeah, but he, I think it was just awesome. And then the hearse was a 41.
39, I think.
39?
Yeah.
It was 39 Plymouth something or other. But it was neat. It looked like a gangster thing. It was neat.
Oh, man.
And he must have seen this because he was friends with the funeral home people. Uh-huh. And he had seen this and he said, "Now that's the way I want to go." And so you got to go that way.
So where did they get that?
They've had it.
Yeah. Oh, they own it?
Yeah, they don't hardly ever use it. But
yeah, no, why would they?
But I mean, that was a special
most people wouldn't
them,
appreciate so it at all.
They brought him out. And then, of course, I mean, it was an up and down emotional day and everything. And then the last thing was Nancy, his wife, says to the grandkids, "All right, let's go one more time, sing one for Grandpa." And they sang "Working on the Railroad."
Oh, man.
About drop me. Big Fee was buckling on that. This little kid singing. I thought,
Man.
God.
Yeah, that would have
that was awesome.
Yeah, that would have been it.
One of the things I saw that he had, you walk in and there's a 1 foot high by 3 or 4 foot long Sinclair sign with a dinosaur on it.
Dinosaur, yeah.
And had Parkview Sinclair on there. That was the one where Casey sits now, is right on the corner. And years ago, it was Don and Jay's. Then they sold it. Dale Toby had it. It was Parkview, and he worked there in high school.
I think John and Dale worked together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking.
Yeah, he worked. Dale owned it, and John was like high school or maybe right after that. Yeah. Worked for
Did
him.
Did you go to school, John?
He was a couple. He was a year behind me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he and Dick were both in the same class. Dick was born in January, and John was born. So it'd be May. So it'd be what, 15, 16 months later.
Yeah.
So they were both in the same class.
Yeah.
So they're a year behind. Yep. Mm.
Well, Rocker, you have my sympathy, brother, and I know it's never easy, and you just got great memories.
Good so memories. That's boy, we got good memories.
John was a great guy.
Yeah.
So me and Fee, we're kind of mad. We can't go to anything.
Yep.
So we want to talk about the volleyball game last night. The Indians defeat the Jay County Patriots in 4, lose the first game 31-29. Paige Fourcamp.
She's going to 23 make kills. Forget about Paige kills. Jones, I think.
She's
unbelievable.
She must have had some kind of game.
Oh, it was unreal. It was unreal. I mean, I was sitting there watching, I'm going, you know, I thought a couple of times about what you said last year when you said, that ain't much. I'd stand in front of one of those.
Don't want to now.
No, you don't.
She got her dialed in.
You didn't want to last year, and you definitely don't want to.
Don't want to now.
And I had to do a couple of emails with her mom, Susie, today. And one of the things I said was, Whitley Rammel had a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And Paige made her look like she was. I mean, Paige's game was so far above Whitley's, and Whitley had a great game.
Yeah,
and Paige.
It's always nice to beat your rival.
Yeah. And the Kunkler girl for them was tremendous, especially in that first game. She was tremendous.
Yeah.
And it was a battle between her and Paige, and it was good.
If you look at our roster, we are pretty young. I mean, we got three seniors, and then we have some freshmen on that varsity team, and we got a lot of juniors, and we have three seniors, but they're really good players. And Kiki is an excellent defensive player.
Oh, yeah.
And athletic, when you have three senior leadership,
that's big.
Yeah, it is. And you know, good luck to the Lady Indians. They have a match tomorrow night. Spencey, who we got?
Duffus St. John's. Rob Weaver. We'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver.
Home?
With that. No, that's up at Duffus.
Up at Duffus.
Okay, so good.
And the one that doesn't get much recognition in that, she didn't make all league last year, and I thought the whole team revolved around her. Hope Wendell.
Mm-hmm.
Sets are incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, she set Paige Fourcamp up on almost all of those 23 kills.
Yeah.
She's unreal. When that ball goes to her, you just think, well, here comes a smash, but I don't know if it's going to be Garkey, Rammel, Fourcamp, somebody else,
right.
Grace Guggenbiller, any of that. You just know something's coming.
Solid squad.
She puts that ball exactly where it needs to go.
That's huge for a header.
Yeah, it is.
That's kind of
everything.
I agree with you. So the Indians are in action tomorrow. They go to Delphi St. John's to play the Jays in another MAC game, and they keep the season a lot. You know, I think they have that's the first game two and oh.
Yeah,
right. Beat St. Mary's and beat Jay County, and now the MAC starts tomorrow night. And good luck to
get her started,
Coach Guggenbiller, and congratulations to Chelsea Colleague, the birth of a little boy today.
Oh, they had awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Seen it on Facebook.
Do we know a name?
God, I just looked at. Told my wife I wanted.
They didn't call him Bubba.
Missed out on the Bubs. Might be Fee, maybe.
Fee?
Hey, there we go.
Fee Colleague.
Fee Colleague. We are going to look.
Ooh, they
this
could
up.
Call him Bubba Fee Colleague.
That would be a great name, wouldn't it?
Fee Bubba Colleague.
We actually did hook them guys up.
We did.
When
we
you
did.
Think about them.
We made Brady call her.
Yeah.
That's good.
Call her or what? Next thing you know, they're married.
And the baby's name is.
Drum roll.
You can't make it out either.
I can't read it.
Oh, there's glasses there.
No.
Jace. Is that right?
Jace?
I don't know. I can't read it.
I can't really make it.
What do you mean you can't read it?
I got it on my head.
No. Oh.
Hang on. Thanks, Chuck. You
We got the drum roll.
Here we go.
We just can't say.
Jace Anthony Colleague, 9 pounds, 14
Jace
ounces.
Anthony. That's a good name.
Tony.
20.
Tony. Tony is the middle
Tony
name.
Tony Colleague.
How do you like that for using her dad's name?
That's right. So congratulations to
Chelsea, and
I bet there's some proud grandparents.
Oh, there. Absolutely, absolutely, and I'm sure that you'll have a volleyball and a basketball and a football and a baseball and
everything.
So she has two girls. Jace will be the first of what, five or six boys, and two or three more girls. A dozen. Mm-hmm.
Say, keep them going.
Say, why not?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Keep them going.
Like, yeah. I tell people all the time, the idiots are having babies. We got to have our real people have to have a bunch.
There you go.
We have to outnumber the idiots, so they're going to end up ruling the world.
There we go.
I'm with you. Let's take a break. We'll come right at the top of the hour. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee, presented by Mr.
The Wayne Street Market.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you looking for great food? You're looking for Miracle Lanes. Stop in or call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Everybody can have what they want, from their great sandwiches and subs to their famous pizza. Stop worrying about what you're going to have for supper. Just call them at Miracle Lanes, now open every day from 11 to 9. 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Grand Lake Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association is presenting the 4th annual Grand Lake Virtual Walk to End Alzheimer's on Saturday, September 19th. To sign up individually or as a team, just Google Grand Lake Walk to End Alzheimer's or go to alz.org/northwestohio/walk and enter your zip code and choose Grand Lake. Then download the Walk to End Alzheimer's mobile app to track your progress while you're on your walk that day. You can walk when and where you want to walk that day, so get signed up now and get your sponsors lined up. The money that's raised goes for research to find a cure and to Alzheimer's support groups. Google Grand Lake Walk to End Alzheimer's or go to alz.org/northwestohio/walk and get signed up now for the 4th annual Grand Lake Virtual Walk to End Alzheimer's that will be held on Saturday, September 19th.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life.
I got some major tunes tonight.
Yeah.
I like your tunes, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying.
Yeah, this is solid. Lord, Neil always played. Neil was old, 90s. Yeah, Neil had no idea.
Chuck's always been better at this than I have.
This is big.
I mean,
I can fight my way through it, but.
I mean, you did. What are you doing here anyway? Are you back for good or not? He's back.
Maybe.
We missed him.
He definitely had to be here to hook up the Skype, or not the Skype, but the Zoom call. For our Board of Elections. Yeah. There is no way in the world I could have done that.
Crank it. Good stuff. We're back here, Sports Talk, Mr. Fee. What do you think, brother?
Loving that music.
Yeah, me too. You got a little bit too much drink here on the air. That might have been the drunkest guy that's ever been on. No, not even close. We had Banky McClurg on. Bowling alley.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We
ain't close to being the drunkest.
Close. No.
Remember that show?
Classic.
Live at the Bowling Alley?
Yeah.
He comes up. That was
what was that? There was one great story he was telling. I can't remember what that was. I don't remember who it was about, but it was a great, great story. I'd heard it before, but it was a great story. Yeah,
he's a storyteller.
He's got some good ones.
We're back here, and Spencey, you're going to talk a little bit. Okay, so I have not purchased the
NFHS, National Federation of High Schools.
NFHS.
And they are the overseer of all the state, like the OHSAA, IHSAA. They're the overseer of that. So when they're involved right now, up until then, you're not allowed to broadcast live sports videos. Mm-hmm. But since they are making some money off of it and they're endorsing it and it's professionally done, you can now watch live high school sports.
Super.
And not have to be...
especially when you can't get a ticket.
Yeah. No kidding. And it's we were the first ones in this round to get it. St. Henry, I believe, is getting theirs installed today and tomorrow, or tomorrow and Friday, something like that. At least two other ones are getting it done this season. It's very important. Coldwater, Versailles, and Parkway have had it for... Coldwater's had it for several years, I think. Versailles for two, Parkway for one or two or three.
And Neil, this is everything, right? Junior high.
Anything.
So grandmas and grandpas want to see them in junior high, they can watch it.
Anything for us, and I'm sure it's for them, they're going to turn their cameras on. Anytime there's an event in their gym or at their football field. So for us, it'll be track in the fall, or spring, mm-hmm. Football in the fall. And freshmen, junior high and junior varsity football will all be able to be watched. Now, those won't have the audio with them unless the school gets some kids that
want to do it.
That want to do that, but and then we can get them the equipment. It's simple. It's really easy to do. Even as Brent said, even I can figure it out. So it's not that hard. Chuck showed me what I need to do. Now I know.
You can hook me up too, Catfish.
Oh, well, he showed me how to hook it up to our audio.
Okay.
It is so simple to do it. You go on nfhsnetwork.com. Top right-hand corner, it says subscribe. And they walk you right through the steps. Put your credit card number in.
Ooh.
And you're done.
We're good.
I'm in.
I'm going to get it.
Let's do it. As Brent said, it's so easy, even I can do it.
Okay, so let me ask you this, okay? And you've kind of been involved in this, and I think they're trying to sell some advertisement to it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And we got some sponsors of the...
Yes, there's logos in the corners.
Okay.
And we have the whole season spoken for, but we can do three per game.
Mm-hmm.
So the school makes that money. So those sponsors, since it's a donation to the school for mm-hmm. almost all of those,
right off.
It will be a tax write-off.
Perfect.
Good.
So
good. And then do we get any part of the $60?
The school?
Yeah.
They get us. If you do the $69.99, they get slightly over 25% of that.
Okay.
Good.
So.
Well, hell yes.
Yeah.
And there probably isn't a lot of money coming into the program.
No, there's nothing.
The way it looks right now, having that's going to be pretty nice, because who knows what basketball is going to bring or anything.
Fauci says there'll be a vaccine by the end of the year. He almost guaranteed it tonight.
Is that right?
Well, that's good, because he's been kind of, Trump's been saying that. Several people have been saying that. He's been kind of trying to kind of walk in that backwards, saying,
he just don't want to
commit.
So if he's saying it, maybe some of the people that have been making fun of Trump for saying it are going to.
And I'm sure them guys got the inside scoop on all that stuff.
Fauci does,
because he was the one that got the AIDS vax. I mean, he's the one that, wasn't he big on that?
I think it was AIDS is one of those things. Yeah, he's been at that stuff for a long time, and he knows what he's talking about. Now, whether I know for sure that he's not being pulled back and forth by political things, I don't know. People accuse him of that, and I don't know if that's true or not. But even if he is, now he's kind of saying what Trump's been saying. So,
well, in this day and age, you don't know what to believe. I mean, there's so many crazies on the left, so many crazies on the right. Them poor ladies
and the Russian bots.
Yeah, and then poor ladies that are dealing with this voting in November that Jack had on earlier. You know that lady that did all the talking. Who was that?
Deb Snedden.
She is the type of lady that has to be in charge.
Yes.
Because she's in charge.
She's going to get it done.
And she is going to make sure ain't nobody going to screw with her. And that's just the way it is. And when you have people like that, you know it's going to get done right.
Yeah. And the person that was with her last year this time is now in charge of Miami County's Board of Elections.
Oh, really?
And that's the one that after last year's elections, about a month later, after the votes couldn't count, they found like 8,000 mail-in votes that nobody knew about.
Nobody knew.
So that guy got canned, and so they got somebody in there that
could isn't you imagine if happened. Me and Fee was in charge of that bad boy?
No.
I'd be hammered.
Which, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which way would it swing?
We have no idea who would get elected.
Well, it'd probably be somebody who wasn't even on the ballot.
Yeah, I did not figure out. Rock Pete Rose is our new president. We just counted the ballots.
Yeah.
Pete won it by landslide.
So
and Trump's in the Hall of Fame.
Trump's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Spencey, this is your job. Okay.
Oh, I mean, darn.
Twice. Yeah. We need a list of events when we come up here. Because we don't know. We don't get no programs. We don't get nothing. We don't know who we're playing. Our pets' heads are falling off.
We got nothing.
Me and Fee really need a ticket. I mean, Neil. We're friends.
We gotta get an ass.
Yeah. Are you friends with Brent?
We're friends with Neil.
Brent's in charge of tickets.
Neil.
I can't get
that. You got pull, buddy.
I have no pull.
Denny Fee.
Pull.
Oh.
You are a very good friend of Brent Niekamp.
You are the Neil.
The Neil. I'd say.
I have zero
either
pull.
Either we get a ticket or we're getting a helicopter. We're going to just sit over the top.
Or a big drone. We can set on and lift the
borrow the fire truck. I think that's called a helicopter.
Jetpack.
Calpy's got one of them lift things. I think he can shoot us right out over the field.
Yeah.
It would be jetpack. Yeah. You see somebody flying over Los Angeles?
Yes. They said 3,000 feet. The guy's up there 3,000 feet.
They said it was David Blaine.
Yeah.
David Blaine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because they showed him landing, coming down with like 1,000 balloons hooked up to him. So I think it was a stunt.
Well, he was gonna be flying. He tested on his daughter. I saw this on something a week or two ago with these helium balloons, and it's some stunt he's gonna do. And apparently that was it. But or maybe not. Maybe I just practiced for it. But he's going to do something with these helium balloons. He's going to take himself up in the air.
Well, it'll be a class.
Now, but that doesn't sound like anything unusual. So he's probably going to pull something crazy when he's doing that.
Oh yeah.
But maybe getting sucked into a jet engine was what he almost did.
That might happen.
Because if he was close enough that the pilots could see him, I'm going to guess that if he had any kind of helium stuff, he can't drive that.
You don't know. It's David Blaine.
He can do anything.
Yeah.
He's David Blaine.
Yes, he is.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Now, is that the guy that swallows bowling ball, or not bowling balls, pool balls? That's a different magician.
He's the one that disappears, doesn't he?
He does all kinds of stuff.
He's gone. I love it.
I thought that was Houdini.
Yeah.
It was till he
cried.
I don't think he ever disappeared, though.
Oh, what? Well,
Houdini?
Yeah.
He just escaped.
I figured they all disappeared.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was an escape artist.
He was awesome, wasn't he?
I never saw him.
I have to report this. The death of Tom Seaver died tonight. Tommy Seaver.
That's the guy that used to always
no-hitter.
Whoa, tell us when we didn't have to go to school.
Yeah.
Pitched a no-hitter.
Bob Seavers?
Yeah.
You sure?
Bob Seaver.
There's
isn't that the guy that sang
red barn on a farm down in Indiana?
Now, wait a minute. Bob Seavers, that's the guy that sang Night Moves, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Woke last night to the sound of thunder.
No, wait, that's not right. That was
Bobby Seger.
You know who else died?
Who?
Me and you'll be the only ones to know, and Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Roorman.
Bob Roorman?
Oh, jeez. He was awful. He was obnoxious.
Get your deal at
He was
Bob
Steve
Roorman.
Tatone and Steve Van Gorder all rolled into one.
Hey, Bob, you need a little Bob. You need to do that. You need to be an idiot.
Big Bob Roorman?
Can we get you be an idiot?
PG's always want me to sing and do stuff on there. I said,
oh, my God, yes. Neil, you in or out?
I'm in.
Wouldn't that be tremendous? Big Fee's commercials just completely go left nuts.
Crazy.
I always hate that stuff, but it was Fee. I'm pretty sure I'd like it.
Absolutely. You can tell. You and Pudman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
Cat scratch.
Might not want to use that one, but
yeah, we might just stay keep off that one.
I want to stay off that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Fee is in. He's Bob Roarman Feely.
Yeah.
I think that's a hell of an idea. Let's take a break. 9:10. We got to pay some bills. Hobbs and Brinzy would not shut up.
Talky.
We got to.
Well, that's why we had them on. It's a talk show.
Is?
Yeah, it's a talk show.
We did good.
We want them to talk.
But how about our sponsors?
They're not on
anymore. Well, they can get in there.
Sneak them in.
Yeah.
We got any listeners tonight or nobody? Again.
I think we got our three.
Anybody?
Not bad.
Did anybody text you? Anybody?
Is anybody out there listening? 419-852-9201. We need somebody. We'll give you something.
Yeah.
We'll give you a gift certificate.
Yes.
Anybody text either me or Fee?
Yep. 419-852-3599.
Can't be related to us.
If you want Fee.
Well, that eliminates half the town.
We had 26.
Hey, Fee, are you going out to Island Vibe Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Bill's Campgrounds. Got Island Vibe.
Oh, yeah?
That sounds familiar. Eddie.
Who's getting married Saturday night?
Ellie.
No.
Yeah.
Although.
What are you printing?
I'm getting you a schedule, mister.
That guy is awesome, ain't he?
Now we're getting.
See,
somewhere.
Neil would never done that. Neil would
now
have drugged. Yeah.
Somewhere.
We'd be 3 weeks, we still wouldn't have a schedule.
Well,
Chuck makes stuff happen.
Well, there's only 3 weeks. That's because he's sitting there.
Huh?
That's because he's sitting there. I can give you one anytime. All you need to do is ask.
Let's kill Rocker.
Ooh. No.
We like Rocker.
Yeah. Rocker's awesome.
I look at him.
Except for his choices for the
worst list
you ever had. All time Fort Recovery fans.
Super fans.
Dude, you're terrible. Be number three.
Super fans are crazy fans.
Yeah, right? I agree.
We had to make a distinguish there. We had to decide which one we were gonna do.
We could come up with
all time great super fans.
Yeah. Or lunatic.
Craziest
fans.
Lunatics winner in a game.
Yeah, because I think Don Shoemaker's dad would be in the lunatic.
Jerry Boom Shoemaker. Oh,
somebody said Boom Boom took root beer barrels and threw them at the referee sometime.
No, that was Frank 10.
Oh, Frankie 10 did
Frankie
that.
Did, right.
You ain't much, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Root beer barrel.
Well, as long as it's Doc Staley, I'd say he deserved
or
it.
Or Don Kemper.
Nah. Well, I don't think he ever got to see Don Kemper do it.
Well, thank God. Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk.
Wayne Street Market.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Here in Fort Recovery, Wayne Street Market is the place to shop for great deals on great food. If you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, their deli has delicious meal specials every day from open to close. And just listen to these steak prices. Ribeyes, just $6.99 a pound. New York strips, $6.49 a pound. T-bones, only $5.99 a pound. And there's 80% lean ground chuck for $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And 73% lean ground beef is now only $2.49 a pound in a frozen 10-pound roll. And if you're gearing up for a Labor Day cookout, Eckrich Hot Dogs are on sale, 2 for $3. All kinds of great bargains waiting for you at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. This Sunday afternoon, the museum will present a speaker for the first time this year.
It will be at the Cooper Brothers Pavilion at the Pool Park at 3 p.m. and will again feature Joe Beatty of Houston, Texas. Mr. Beatty has spoken several times in the museum speaker series, and this time he will focus on Fort Jefferson, past, present, and future. Along with Mr. Beatty, Dr. David Cox, David Heckman, Bill Light, Greg Shipley, and others will enrich the afternoon with Fort Jefferson artifacts, models, displays, and also by sharing their particular knowledge and research on Fort Jefferson. This free presentation at the Cooper Brothers Pavilion will allow for social distancing, and masks should be worn. Again, our museum will present Joe Beatty talking about Fort Jefferson near Greenville this Sunday at 3 p.m. in the Cooper Brothers Pavilion.
He is a...
Yeah. A Monday who is this girl singing?
Really?
This girl's name singing
Neil Sawyer.
Neil, that's Sawyer. The name of the song.
Oh, okay.
You don't know even know who's singing it, do you?
Yeah.
Who is it?
David Partridge.
No, it's not David.
I think I love you. Don't want to talk about
Geddy Lee.
No one of them. Geddy Lee. Gosh. Geddy Lee Partridge.
It's not.
Hey,
I don't like him.
Hey, we got big wedding weekend.
Yes, big wedding weekend.
Krista
Schmitty's.
Krista and Bryce. What's her last name?
King.
Good job, King. Rocker.
Good job.
Theirs is Friday night.
Friday night.
That's so everybody listening can come out and eat. Smitty said, open bar.
Open bars.
So if you're,
more than my
if
hair.
You can hear us, and we'll be on we'll be in the archives. So if you get this anytime,
okay.
Yep. Smitty told me to everybody
free
they're invited.
Beer, free food.
Free beer, free food.
Come on out.
Chicken, mashed potatoes,
and
gravy.
Of course, the downside of that is the Legion is limited to the first 38 people that come.
No, they said, I talked to Carl. Carl said we're going to 600 for this one.
600 for this one.
That's big. So, and then Saturday night we got
Ellie. Ellie Shane here.
Where's that? Is that out there too?
You know what? It's a tent somewhere.
Really?
It's outside. It might be out at Matt Lundis.
What? It could be at Bill's campground if it's a
could
tent.
Could be at Bill's campground. You never know.
One of those six people tents?
Yep.
There'll be a big one.
Yeah.
There'll be a bunch of them running around on that one.
Anyway, we're friends with both couples.
Yep.
We wish them guys the best of luck, and that'll be a... What the hell's that?
Wedding week. Chuck's all over.
I thought it was a car horn.
Chuck is on his game.
Yeah, Chuck.
I'm trying. Come on.
He's getting the hang of it back, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little rusty.
He's swinging back into it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good job.
Give you another $5 if you name the song and the person that wrote it.
Oh, that's easy.
No, I don't think it is.
The song is called Here Comes the Bride.
No.
That's what it says here.
That's not the name of the song.
Shirley Jones.
No.
It's The Wedding March.
No.
The Wedding March.
No, it's like something totally different.
By David Gates.
Handel.
It is the wedding song, and it's done by...
It's written by...
Dan Collig's wife.
It's Dan Collig's wife.
Handel, I can't think of his first name.
Is that Julie Collig?
Dan, yeah, that's...
Not Dan.
Oh, well, okay, then.
Who's our piano player? She always plays it.
Groovy?
No, we don't have a Groovy.
Mark Groovy, but
who else?
Oh, Linda.
Linda Collig.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she makes me cry. That's who sings in mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, I distracted you there.
Yeah. Barb Groovy also. Good one, Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. She played for
mine. She's tickling.
Did she really? Did you cry?
Maybe.
Chuck is a win.
Cry, baby.
Hey.
Cry, baby.
Hey. If I was going to get to marry somebody like Courtney, I'd be crying too, because
pretty blessed.
Pretty sure you don't.
She should have been crying. She should have took off running the opposite way.
Yeah.
Run away, bro.
It's really hard to run that kind of dress, though.
Mm-hmm.
All Chuck would have to do is stand on the tail.
Yep, just grab it.
And she'd have just ran off naked.
Call that.
Hit the brakes.
Whoa.
Hey, sorry, Courtney. I love you.
The train, that's what it is.
The train.
Step on the train and she'd be
the train.
Stuck
the train.
About...
You know a lot. I mean, I've
been around a long time.
I kid you.
I've been around a long time.
And I think you're a lunatic. But knowledge-wise, he's got a solid for 70. Oh,
yeah. And some of it I can even remember.
I mean, really, when you think about his brain
How old are you? 70, right? Yeah. 69 or 70?
70.
You're sharp 70. Yet.
Two more months, I'll be 71.
Two more months.
Or, you know, I might be 80. I don't know. Maybe my brain's kind of going bad. Yeah. I might be 80. I don't
know. No, it ain't. You're sharp as you've ever been. You're on it.
Which ain't that sharp, but go ahead.
I think, you know what? I think I'm really smart yet.
Are you smart?
Because on Facebook.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I can find those letters, like when they say, find the E.
Yep.
Oh, find the spring and the nuts.
Yeah, that took me half a second.
I'm like, I am awesome.
What I like is when they have the M's or the W's and find the other one. And I always say, well, it's all full of it. And then I say, well, oops, sorry, I had my phone upside down.
You crazy.
They're all W's.
Yeah.
Oops, phone's upside down.
I'm good at that. So I have nothing going on. I'm solid as a rock.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my thing. We're going to get pizza tonight. All right.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut.
What Pizza Hut?
So I call them. I said, what's your special? You got any deals? Because you always said, call them, get deals.
Oh, yeah, deal.
Right? Kim Feely, deal maker.
Three for $10.99.
Three so today's special was three topping for $10.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
No.
Three top medium?
Yep. No, large.
Large. Oh, that's pretty good.
$10. Yep. Three topping pizza for $10. I said, I'll take that. Well, my wife and the daughters, they like that taco pizza.
Gotta have two tacos.
I hate taco pizza. Yeah. You like taco pizza, Rocker? No, I'm out on it.
No. Warm lettuce? Uh-uh. I'm out.
Disgusting. I'm disgusting. So I said, give me a medium taco. Medium taco pizza. Mm-hmm. The guy says, I can give you a large taco pizza for a dollar less than the medium.
Okay. You sold me.
That doesn't make sense.
But that's their special.
No brainer.
Special.
And they can't vary from that because it's corporate.
So I go there to pick it up. And I did not know this. I just go in.
Yep.
No. You got to get there. You call and then bring the pizza.
I'll bring it out to you.
Nope. Did you know that?
Nope. Domino's.
Oh, wait, so they're not even open inside at all for any kind of inside dining?
I don't know. The lady was carrying pizzas out when I was... And people were sitting in their cars.
They're the ones you're supposed to hit your tailgate, and then they throw her in the bag for you.
Pizza Hut is?
That or Domino's. One of them, dude.
Really?
Maybe they're all doing it.
Wouldn't have any idea.
Does the Bull and I deliver pizzas?
I don't think they deliver, but they'll take them out to your car if you want them to. They won't have any problem with that.
That's all we want. So when he comes out, you just keep driving up.
They did that when Cliff was there. If somebody, you know, if they knew somebody was...
No.
Cliff,
worst owner business ever.
But he wasn't there when we were doing it.
Cliff sucked.
I'm calling on.
And
Matt Hine was running it then.
Hine's awesome.
Hine's awesome.
Matt Hine was running it. We did whatever they know.
Fat hand.
Yeah. I don't know if he's the worst.
I was at the bowl now. You been out there?
No, I have not.
Are they sponsored?
For a little
while. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The money that they spent and the improvements of that bowling alley is unbelievable.
It's really nice.
It is really nice. It is.
Are you allowed in?
Top notch.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're back.
Wear a mask.
The last 3 or 4 months, yeah.
We're back.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Wear a mask.
We're drive-iners. Drive-throughers.
Oh, I like going in.
I do, too.
I do.
You wear a mask?
I might wear a mask going in when I sit down.
What? Whoa.
I think that was COVID.
Yikes. I gotta get him out of
when
here.
When I'm eating and drinking, it's really hard to do with that mask on. So.
Chuck's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
We'll see you in 2 years, Chuck. Christmas show.
See you back for the Christmas
show. Yeah. We're going to have a Christmas show again?
Nah, I don't. It's not been very popular.
Been
people don't like
good.
It.
So last couple years
we're out.
To be actually honest, the Coldwater MD tournament may start doing something similar to what we do.
Really?
No, yeah. That's copyright.
There's been some talk about going away from donating all the money to the national MD, maybe donating part of the money and keeping the rest of it local.
Local.
Because, you know, what we've done for Scarlett Strong, Shane Strong, the Dix family, some of those, a lot of people have heard about that and think,
that's the way to go.
We've got this pile of money.
Yeah.
And we're sending it to national, and it does a lot of good for the MD, but we're getting the money from local people. So there's going to be a meeting in a couple of weeks, and they're going to kind of decide.
Fee, that's a lot like the Lions Club. That's why we folded.
Yeah, that was the same deal.
Yeah, yeah.
We were giving all that money to them, and
And it wasn't all that much, but it's like 20% of what we raised. And,
right.
And you know, it's the Lions Club's a great thing. It's all for eyesight.
Yeah, it's
kind
awesome.
Of a whole bunch of great things, national, worldwide. But we're raising this money locally, and we wanted to
keep it in town.
To keep it
even
locally.
Yeah.
So there's good and bad to be said for all that, because obviously the Muscular Dystrophy Association is a great thing. They've come up with some cures for some things. There's a lot of research going on. Money will solve that problem. They've figured out. They've actually come up with cures and or. Treatments for several different, there's like 40 or 50 different strains of this muscular dystrophy thing, and they've come up with some cures and treatments for several of these.
Speaking of that, this is a classic weekend. This is always one of my favorite weekends.
I agree with you.
Jerry Lewis, when he did it, the Taliban.
Awesome. Just as a something to mention, you probably know who Dale Buescher is, the guy that started the MD tournament.
Tanya's dad.
Tanya's dad. Her brother, Jeremy, would like to come on our Christmas show and sing You'll Never Walk Alone. Yeah. He has a good voice.
Good
voice. Yeah, he'd like to do that.
Absolutely.
And he's asked, and I meant to ask you and Jack, and it slipped my mind until you said that.
Don't have to ask us.
I said, I'm pretty sure that's a done deal.
The more
because that's a song that you guys love it.
Oh,
you've always talked about this. With Jerry Lewis, You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah.
Oh
that's good.
Chuck, you got that?
Don't play it, Chuck.
Don't do it. We'll cry.
Don't do it.
I don't have a mop.
Don't do it.
I don't have a mop.
Oh, cry. Can I do it?
Yeah.
What?
Rocker does it.
You can do it, Rocker. I would love to hear it.
That'd be awesome.
Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Rocker singing You'll Never Walk Alone.
When you walk through the storm, lift your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm lays a silver song, the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on with hope in your heart, and may you never walk alone.
Keep one going. More. Finish it off.
One more.
You'll never walk alone.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week, folks. Sports Talk Bubba and
Fee. That'd be about $1,000 in the
room. Yes, sir. That'd bring a bunch in. See you next week.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. Now we send you back to the studio for regular programming.